I don't think any of us could engage with that. I don't think we could engage with what Lim has been, the history of it, its stature. I think we all came in knowing what our own feelings about the piece were and our own love for it. I think we just wanted to honor the stature that it's had in our own lives. I think that was kind of where we began, and that was the thing that motivated us every day.
Because it's one of those musicals means that I can still recite a couple of songs from it.
Yeah.
It just stays with you. Did you have that experience too going into it?
Oh, very much, very much. I knew the show backwards. I learned the show when I was a kid, and so, you know, I remember I used to sit on my my stairs, and I'm not the only person who's done this, but I used to like make recordings of myself singing on my own, and then listen back and think, oh my god, I sound terrible. And I mean, it has been such a huge part of my life.
I walked through Soho on the way back after the screening, just singing One More Day.
It's amazing.
Just one of those things you do, isn't it?
It's a fun show to sing, especially for people who like maybe, you know, don't often think of themselves as musical. There's just something about it that is so liberating and fun and freeing to sing.
You 100% can sing better than me though, because I've seen it on screen.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard you sing.
True. But how about the whole singing live aspect? Was that more daunting when you heard that's how you were going to do it?
It wasn't. It just seemed really exciting to me, you know, because I traditionally have not enjoyed movies when there's playback. I think there's a sort of a glaze that comes over the actors' eye, even extraordinary actors. I mean, the only one that I've ever, I think, one of the only people that I've ever seen really nail it is Marion Cotillard in La Vie en Rose, and maybe Jamie Foxx and you know, Ray and things like that. But a lot of times, I don't know, it can kind of have a stultifying effect on the proceedings. And I think singing live raised the stakes and made, you know, the last thing in the world you expect to feel dangerous, a musical, feel like, you know, things were unexpected, feel like you couldn't quite get comfortable with it because you didn't know what was going to happen next.
It gives a more intimate portrayal of the songs and a more emotional engagement in many respects with the audience. Did you feel that you had to, because the camera's so close to you and you're not having to project as much as if you were on stage, did you think you had to engage with the lyrics a bit more than perhaps you would have?
Well, no, I don't think it affects your engagement with the lyrics, but I think it can. I think that the language of theater and the language of film are very, very different. And, you know, I think that I had opportunities in performing it in film that a lot of actresses don't have in performing it in the stage show. Just from the sheer physics of it, you have to project to the back of the audience, you know, an idea that you have. If, you know, your character has a thought, you must project the idea of having a thought to the, you know, to the cheap seats. And I just think on film, you don't have to put that much effort into it. You can kind of sit back and make it a little bit more conversational. But I think that's always the difference between the two of them.
Did you ever lose yourself and almost forget the cameras were there?
I wish there were more, but there was one definite moment when I was flying, and I my feet were not touching the ground. And it's the sort of thing where they all cut and you remember that you're acting. You're like, I'm back now. I wish I'd just never heard that and stayed there.
What about the two leads? Because if you get Valjean wrong, mm-hmm. you haven't got a movie, and Javert as well.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Hugh Jackman that we can finally see so many of his gifts on display. Still not all of them. There's no dancing in this one, and the man can dance. And Valjean, while he has a certain charm, is not as charming as Hugh Jackman. So it's very exciting to see all of the things that Hugh can do that are so rare to find in one performer on display. And I know he would join me in saying the biggest surprise of this entire experience was Russell Crowe. I've never seen an actor dig in deeper or work harder, and I think the film is so lucky to have his Javert just sort of grounding it in gravity and intensity. And I've seen the film 3 times now, and each time you see his performance, it just opens, they're both astonishing, left it all on the floor every day, and they were just a complete honor to work with.
We talked about, just finally, the level of realism singing live gives it. Another real moment for you was the whole lopping off the hair moment. Were you sitting there thinking this is a really bad idea, because you did it for real, didn't you?
I was sitting there thinking this could be a really bad idea. Why did I agree to this? I had a lot of my friends who were actresses just kind of surreptitiously slipping me the names of wig makers, just being like, you don't have to do it. And I thought, thank you, but I really do. I did need to do it. I needed to do it. I needed it to be real. I've kind of intellectualized why, but the truth is it was just a feeling. I knew it was going to be more meaningful because, and what her sacrifice is so meaningful. And I just thought if we did it for real, people might connect to it more.